Joined now on KLIA KFLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And Joel, good to talk to you here on this Friday, which is weird because you don't have a game. You played three games this week, two of the three. I think most of the fans have probably needed paddles after the games. But this is the part of the season you were saying. You were looking forward to because this was going to test your team, and boy, did it ever.
Yeah, and starting, all the way back to Friday for the conference championship game with Albia, we practiced the day before, and we haven't had a practice since. So we played Albia, and that was a really tough game. They played really well, and, we were able to come out with a win there and secure the conference, which is awesome for our guys. And then right back at it Monday against Oski, and I knew that was going to be a tough game there at Oski. It always is. We like playing there, but it's always an interesting, environment there, and they have a good home court advantage. And they came out and they, brought it, and we went through some adversity that game with some different guys with injuries and stuff. And so we were just happy to, pull that game off in the end. And then Tuesday going to PCM. I mean, we have historically not played super well there recently. And they're a good basketball team this year, and they play some good teams in their conference. And so we knew it was going to be a battle, and we obviously didn't have Caden, but we were able to get Tayshaun back. And so that made it a little bit easier defensively to, have a little bit of a deeper rotation with an extra guy compared to like Oski. And then, we didn't get to practice Wednesday with no school yesterday on Thursday. And it was kind of 50-50 on whether we were going to be able to go to Bondurant and play. And they gave us the okay, around 1:00. And so, we got in the bus and went with, out any practice time or anything. And so, we knew it was going to be a close game, and it was their senior night. And I knew that they were going to, really bring it. And that's kind of been the case these past few games. Every team kind of, I think, gives us a little bit of an extra shot because we're obviously undefeated and everybody kind of wants to be the team that breaks that streak. And so we knew we were going to kind of get everything that they had. But I was just so thankful that even with shorthanded a little bit, we were able to grit out a win.
On Thursday night against Bondurant, that last defensive set, you did not even allow them to get a shot off. And I think right after the buzzer sounded, the kid hoisted up a shot that had no chance of going in. But just take me through that defensive set. Just credit your guys for making a defensive gem there and not even allowing them to get off even any kind of a decent shot to win the game.
Yeah, and without practice time, Tristan slotting into kind of a new role in the post there against a good post player in their guy, Falzgraf. We could have done probably a better job fronting the post with him. And that's on, me not being able to communicate that clearly with them. And so he really, kind of had his way with us with like 22 points, and a lot of them came in the post. But I thought our guards on their two main guys, Miller and McConnell, that have a ton of experience and do kind of everything offensively for them. I thought our guards as a whole, every single one of those guys kind of, just held their own and some, and pushed through some, a rough shooting night for us. And I thought that just our guards, really, really stepped up. And that's that last possession, especially Drake had, he picked up the ball. I think they thought that we were maybe going to foul, since we had one to give, and we didn't. And so they had to go and they fumbled a little bit. I think probably trying to look into the post, and time expired. And we were just so happy that, we kind of executed there at the end. They set a high ball screen, and Drake and Lincoln switched pretty seamlessly and didn't allow them to get a shot off. So, I was super, super happy, all things considered, with that final defensive stop and just the entirety of the game from our guards.
Talking to Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady on KNIA KFLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Your guys this week and throughout the season, but this week, have just found ways to win. Cale Cook making that incredible play against Oskaloosa. It didn't clinch the game, but it really went a long way. PCM, I thought when you got the double-digit lead, everybody, decided, okay, we're not losing this one. And then last night, the last play of the game. It's just finding ways to win. You know, obviously this team is focused when they get down to crunch time, which they haven't been in a lot of games this year.
No, and we've just pretty much had to try to simulate that in practice. And the tough thing for everybody, I think, is when you have different lineups and in practice and stuff, the majority of the time, game situation, we've had a certain lineup out there. And when you have to adjust and throw people in different spots, sometimes it's not as seamless as you'd like. But I'm just, can't emphasize how proud I am of the guys that had to step in and step up and play more minutes or play a different role and adjust on the fly. And I made, some mistakes throughout all of those games with putting guys in positions that they were probably uncomfortable with and that we hadn't necessarily put them in practice to prepare them for. But they, weathered the storm and took the punches and handed a few of their own back. And I just couldn't be more proud of the way that they stepped up.
How important is it to have Tayshaun and Connor back? Not a huge scorer. You know, when he gets points, that's great. But, I think I get the feeling his role out there is you're going to shut down whoever you're on tonight.
Yeah, he's got quick feet and he is a strong kid and athletic, and so he plays receiver in football for us, obviously, and I know he really does like football, and so he's got good hands and he gets his hands on just a bunch of loose balls, tips, just creates havoc. And anytime you can create a loose ball, whether it's a rebound like he did last night on the offensive glass, or, defensively, just kind of making the offensive player bobble the ball or fumble it, and then we get a loose ball and get a chance to go the other way, it just impacts the game so much. And it doesn't always show up on the stat sheet, and we talk about that a lot, that ways to impact the game that don't necessarily get celebrated in the box score. He just does so much for us. And adds just another layer when he's here and able to play that we just, it's hard to simulate. So,
talking again to Joel Keady, Knoxville boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KVLS. One more regular season game against Grinnell, and I was looking at their stuff on Bound. They almost kind of remind you of Bondurant Farrar in a way, same record. They finished well in their conference, the WAMAC, and it's going to be another team that may or may not be in your sub-state that you're going to have to, get through at least to end the regular season.
Right, yeah, and Grinnell is, they play a little bit of a different conference now, not in the Little Hawkeye, but there's definitely some similar games, and I know Coach Sharp over there is going to have I don't think that it will probably take much to motivate their guys to try to knock us off with our record. And after last year we went over there and we had a really good game to end the year, and I'm sure they probably remember that, and they're going to want revenge for that, and they'll be ready. And so we're going to have to lock in here today in practice and get a good game plan in and make sure that we execute really well offensively and defensively, better than we did last night against Bondurant for sure.
What have you, or what do you know about Grinnell, key players? What kind of things that make them kind of go?
Yeah, they have everybody back pretty much from last year's team. That was really good. And I know they battled some injuries as well there last year that didn't allow them to maybe make it as far as they did. But they were in the sub-state championship game against Waverly-Shellrock. I think they lost 56-54, and Waverly-Shellrock went on and they were the runner-up champs to Assumption, and so they were very close to being a state tournament team last year. I know they've got everybody back, and I'm not quite sure where they're at as far as injuries and stuff like that, but they have a lot of talented players and they have played together for a long time, and so they're very balanced, and they do a great job over there. And so we're definitely looking forward to the test and looking forward to playing them.
All right, best luck to you. We'll have that game for you on 95.3 KNIA Monday night. Joel, we'll see you Monday.
Okay, thanks so much, Derek.
That's Joel Keady, Knoxville boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KVLS and KNIA.